The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take the diamond for exciting baseball action. And now, here's the voice of Hawks baseball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you from Castle Rock, about 45 minutes north of Vancouver, and we are slated for a 1 o'clock first pitch in this state regional playoff game between your College Place Hawks and the Montesano Bulldogs. And the PA announcer was going like, yeah, we're getting ready to play some baseball already. Montesano has taken the field, and their starting pitcher Ben Willis is warming up against his battery mate Parker Plato. And so we may be looking at a first pitch up to 25 minutes before our schedule. We're going to take a short break, and if we get the opportunity when we come back, we'll take a look at Montesano's record, how they got here, and of course your College Place Hawk record for this season and how they got to the state playoffs. But we may also be facing an early first pitch, so be ready to tune back in as we're going to take a short break here as we're listening to College Place Hawks state playoff basketball from here in Castle Rock, Washington, right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Before you go out and experience all the Washington outdoors has to offer, your summer starts here at McCurney Integrity Toyota. We're proud to once again support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. For every sales transaction in May, a generous donation will be made to Make-A-Wish Washington. Our Toyota selection has never been better, and the rebates and financing deals are historic. Go to McCurneyToyota.com right now and see your savings. Forge your own path this summer and let the adventure begin in your new Tacoma. With $1,000 customer cash or 2.9% financing for 60 months. $1,500 customer cash on the flagship, the all-new 2019 Camry. Rows and rows of 2019 Highlanders, ready for all your summer road trips with $2,000 cash back, or $2,500 on 2019 Tundras, and $3,000 on 2019 Siennas and Avalons. Come support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. All while getting a great deal at McCurney Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla and McCurneyToyota.com.
Auto-approved credit, see delivery details, expires 531-19.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are starting here early as Kyler Tyner toes in against Park Pace. Ben Willis. And Willis's first pitch is a fastball fouled off the left field line, out of play, 0-1. And then Willis's second delivery is a breaking ball low and outside, 1-1 to Kyler Tyner, College Place center fielder. The third pitch is a breaking ball, swing and a miss from Tyler. So now 1-2 on the Hawks center fielder. And I apologize for the early start, but they suddenly said we're going to have a 12:40 start. As the 1-2 pitch is a fastball outside, and Tyner swings through it and misses. So one down here in the first. We are just underway here in Castle Rock, College Place, taking on Montesano. Only one batter up thus far. Kyler Tyner with a strike. And now Jackson Shoemate, third baseman this year, is going to step in. And the right-hander takes the Willis pitch, and he grounds it foul down the left field line. Nimbly caught by Mr. Jason Grove, playing both third base and head coach for the Hawks. Willis's 0-1 pitch is a fastball, but that's high and outside. Shoemate lays off 1-1. Willis, an ERA under .1, delivers the 1-1, and that's a breaking ball outside that Shoemate lines into left field for a base hit. And with one down, the Hawks have a man on base. Jackson Shoemate reaches with the single.
Shortstop, number 29, Kyron Morris.
And now Kyron Morris will step in, the shortstop. just watching him warm up, and he's an excellent fielder in a very, very short windup. He gets rid of the ball in a hurry. Standing on the left-hand side as Willis delivers. That's a breaking ball that arcs him. Uncle Charlie dropped right down, 0-1. That was a well-placed pitch. As Morris stands in for the 0-1 pitch, now Willis delivers. That's a fastball, and Myers sings it right up the middle past a diving second baseman and Shoemate. What word did I miss? Oh, I take it back. I apologize. I said Shoemate reached first. He didn't. He must have flied out. I apologize. I could have sworn that ball got in safe. So now with two down, and I was giving you bad information, Morris will be on first. And Matt McKenzie, the hot catcher, will step in. Willis toes the rubber, takes a brief look at Morris, and now delivers and swing and a pop-up straight up above us, fouled out of play, 0-1. So that would have been a fly out to 7, and then Morris gets the single, and McKenzie steps in for the 0-1 pitch now, and Willis delivers, breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by his battery mate, Parker Plato, 1-1. Just underway here in Castle Rock, no score. Two down here in the first. One man on, Kyron Morris on first. As Willis toes rubber, and now he delivers the 2-2, and that's a breaking ball that gets past the catcher, and Morris is going to steam into second, take a wide turn. And then Plato manages to recover it. And the Hawks now have a man on second in scoring position with two down here in the first. And Plato, the Montesano catcher, is going to go to the pitcher's mound and talk things over with Willis because it looked to me like perhaps Plato got crossed up on that. Either he didn't like the placement of the breaking ball or he was expecting something completely different. So now McKenzie, with a count 2-1, faces Willis, and he skies a fastball into center field, and it is going to be tracked down by Tegan Zilliat for Montesano. And the top of the first comes to an end with the Hawks being unable to score. No runs on one hit, one man left. We'll go to the bottom of the first right now. College Place 0, Montesano coming up. You're listening to College Place Hawks State Playoff Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
There's no logo or printing on our box of any kind.
You already know what's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box, but share, don't be a jerk.
Oh boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Bottom of the first here in Castle Rock. State playoff basketball between College Place and Montesano. College Place getting no runs on one hit in the top of the first. Really quickly, here is your lineup for College Place. Batting first to center fielder Kyler Tyner, followed by the third baseman Jackson Shoemate, then the shortstop Kyron Morris, and the catcher Matt McKenzie, to be followed by the pitcher Justin McKenzie. And that battery is out there right now, getting ready to face Aaron Leno. Following Justin is going to be Cade Christensen, the left fielder, Wyatt Town, the first baseman, Chase Phipps, the second baseman, and finally the right fielder, Zach Mahurin. As McKenzie dials in, and his first pitch by Aaron Leno is going to be grounded to short, and Myers takes the throw and easily hits the 6-5 Town for the 6-3 putout. One pitch, one down. That's the sort of thing Justin McKenzie, I'm sure, is liking to see. As Parker Plato now
The Montesano catcher is going to step in. Justin takes a look, and the righty delivers, and that's a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Plato is content to let that look in, and Justin quickly now ready to deliver the 0-1 pitch. That's also a breaking ball low and outside, 1-1. One's even. One ball, one strike, one out for Montesano here in the bottom of the first. Justin's next pitch popped up. That's going to be played on the infield. Morris is tracking back, and he's going to make the easy basket catch. Two up, two down. Montesano, 21-2 thus far in the season. Justin McKenzie, at least early on, is making this lineup looking like they don't really know what's going on. Tegan Zilliot, the center fielder who made the last out at the top of the first, is going to face Justin. That's a breaking ball that arcs in. Uncle Charlie nicely placed 0-1. Zilliot just looked at that thing coming in. Now Justin with the 0-1 delivery. That's a fastball swing and a miss. Zilliot was way behind on that, and quickly Justin gets ahead of Zilliot 0-2. And now Justin trying to put an end to the first inning. His 0-2 pitch, that's going to be a breaking ball low down the center of the plate, 1-2. Zilliot laying off of that. On deck, the left fielder, Evan Bates, as Justin's 1-2 pitch, fastball, is going to be lofted into left right field. And Zach Mahurin scales way back and allows it to get over his head, roll all the way to the fence. Zilliot's crossing second. He's muscling for third. As the throw comes into Kyron Morris, and Zilliot is going to come down, and the ball gets away from Shoemate. And Zilliot decides not to advance, as Shoemate was able to gather it back in. So with two outs, Zilliot ends up hitting what we're going to call a double and an error. I don't know if they would credit that error to Shoemate or to Morris. But with two down now and a man on third, Justin will face Evan Bates, the left fielder. Bates, a lefty, takes a fastball low on outside, 1-0. So now both teams have one man on in the first. Winner to face Seattle Christian. Justin's second pitch is a fastball outside. And the umpire is going to call that a strike. And as a college place booster, I'll say that's great. But I'm telling you, I've got the best seat in the house. And that was a ball. But 1-1 as Justin delivers a breaking ball pretty much in the same spot. And they're going to let that one be called a ball. So now 2-1. No score. Bottom of the first here in Castle Rock. Montesano, two men out, and Zilliot on third as Justin delivers the 2-1. And that's going to be drilled right down the first baseline to Town, who easily gathers it in and trots to first base for the putout. And so the first comes to an end. No runs, one hit, one man left for Montesano. At the end of one, we've got no score. College Place 0, Montesano 0. You're listening to College Place Hawk State Playoff Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we've got two pitchers facing one another right now as Ben Willis delivers to Justin McKenzie. A fastball low and on the outside part of the plate, 0-1, as Willis now delivers the 0-1 and Justin takes it low, 1-1. Ben Willis, 29 innings pitched thus far this season, 1.45 ERA. So He's stingy with his runs as he delivers the 1-1 pitch, and that is on the outside part of the plate, 1-2. Justin, content to look at everything Ben Willis is willing to give him at this point. Top of the second, no score between College Place and Montesano as Justin hacks at the 2-2 pitch, and it's outside, gathered in by the third baseman and given to Shaden Farmer for a 5-3 putout. So Cade Christensen, the left fielder, now will step in. The right-hander looks at Willis's windup, and Willis's breaking ball is a bit high, 1-0. Christensen now waiting the 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Christensen steps outside a bit, now steps in, and Willis delivers the 1-1, and that's an, oh man, Uncle Charlie. That thing started out chin high and then dropped in, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no man on. One out for the Hawks here in the second, and Phipps delivers, and Christensen loops it down the right field line, foul. Christensen just really protecting the plate there. Pretty good plate discipline for Christensen, a 200 hitter. And Willis, now the 1-2 repeat delivery, that's high, 2-2. Nice day for baseball. About 70 degrees, overcast sky, not too bright as Christensen takes the 2-2 pitch, and he fouls that pass beyond the backstop. So Christensen making Willis throw pitches here in the second. Hawks got a man to first base in the first. Montesano got a man to the third, but no score as Willis's 2-2 delivery is high and outside. So 3-2 now, full count for Cade Christensen. Let's see if his plate discipline allows him to get to first base. The 3-2 delivery is fouled straight back. I got a College Place dad sitting two seats down from me. It's about 4 feet straight over his head. You can tell he's a veteran because he didn't even flinch. So Christensen making Willis work here in the second. This is a ninth pitch to Christensen, 3-2. And that's fouled away at the plate. Keep working him, Cade. If nothing else, let's get that pitch count up. So Willis, I'm sure wanting to be done with Christensen, but Cade making him work, full count again. And Willis delivers, and that's fouled straight back again. And in 1A state baseball, the on-deck man, Wyatt Town, ends up being the ball boy. Second time in a row, delivers it straight back to the ref. A ref. That's what I get for doing baseball, or basketball rather, all these years. As Caden Christensen finally lofts the ball up high, pop up down the right field line, ends up being gathered in by Shaden Farmer, the first baseman. So Christensen makes Phillips work, but ultimately pops out to first base. And now Wyatt Town, the first baseman, will step in. Town batting. What is he batting this year? He's batting 133, so Willis ought to come straight after him, but the first pitch is low and outside, 1-0. Scoreboard not keeping up, and quickly now Willis delivers the second. That's a fastball on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Two down here in the second, no score between the 21-2 Montesano Bulldogs and your College Place Hawks. 1-1 pitch is low and outside. 2-1. Willis doesn't throw particularly hard, so he's pretty much relying on location as he grooves one down the plate in town, lofts it down the right field line. It's going to end up being trucked down by the right fielder, Aaron Leno, at about the 3-10 mark. So town flies out to right field, and that will put an end to the second. No runs, no hits, no men left. We're in the middle of the second. Montesano nothing, College Place nothing. You're listening to College Place Hawks State playoff basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the third baseman, Payson Parker, the right-hander for Montesano, steps in against Justin McKenzie. McKenzie grooves a fastball that Parker lines straight back up the pitcher's mound into center field for a single. So one man up and a man on base already. Now Shaden Farmer, the first baseman, will step in against Justin. And Justin feeds it to Farmer, and the bunt ends up rolling foul. It looked like it was trying to start to roll fair again, but Town ended up gobbling it up before it could roll fair. So Farmer, that was a nicely placed bunt and almost had it work for him. But instead, is now facing one strike with Parker on first base for Montesano and no men out. So Justin McKenzie will pitch from the stretch. He takes a look over at Farmer first. Now he comes set and delivers the 0-1 pitch, squares up the bunt again, and this goes down the right field line. And that one looks like it's going to stay fair. And Justin McKenzie tries to sweep at him, and they're going to say missed him. So the sacrifice works without the sacrifice. Parker advances to second, and Farmer ends up getting to first on what they're going to call a bunt single. And, yeah, the first base ump is going to confirm the fact that Justin McKenzie swept the ball at him but missed him. So credit Farmer with a bunt single. And now the Hawks have two men on with nobody out as Matt McKenzie goes to the mound to consult with his brother on how to deal with Ben Willis, the pitcher for Montesano. Can't figure out if it's Wills or Willis. I get different forms of spelling here. We'll go with Wills as Justin now takes a look at second, and he delivers, and that's a bunt straight back. 0-1 on the Montesano pitcher. And Wills batting .294 for the season, so he may get to a point where he's going to want to square up and fire away as Justin now from the stretch looks back at second and delivers to Wills. The bunt is fouled straight back again. So sacrifice effort not working here as Wills quickly digs himself an 0-2 hole, and Justin McKenzie would like nothing better than to get a strikeout or a double play ball here. I think preferably a strikeout, to be honest. As Parker takes his lead from second, Justin from the stretch now comes set and delivers the 0-2 pitch, and that's a breaking ball outside, 1-2. Pitch count shows, I think I got a pitch count out there. Justin's up to 18 now. Will's already to 32. As the 1-2 pitch now is on its way, and that's drilled directly to the shortstop, Morris, who's going to feed to the second baseman, who then feeds Town, and we end up with a double play. Parker manages to advance to third. So the double play by Willis, we'll just call that a GIDP, manages to get Parker to third base. However, the Hawks pick up two badly needed outs. So Carter Olson, now the shortstop, will step in for Montesano, and the sacrifice won't work. You got to have a base hit here. So Justin needs to bear down. As the 0-1 pitch to Olson, breaking ball, Uncle Charlie, beautifully placed. Knee buckler right there, 0-1. Two down, one man on at third in scoring position for Montesano. Bottom of the second, no score. Justin's second pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. 0-2. And despite having two men on with no one out, Justin McKenzie's one pitch away from getting out of this jam here in the bottom of the second. As Justin toes the rubber and delivers the 0-2 fastball outside, Matt has to stretch for it. 1-2. And Olson now awaiting the 1-2 pitch, and Justin delivers fastball. Swing and tapped at the mound, so call that a foul ball. Parker was dying to come charging in that 90 feet. The foul ball kills it. And Olson will step in again as Justin from the stretch now delivers fastball just outside. 2-2. He really wanted that. And Matt framed it just right. And that wasn't fake either. That was a could go either way. So the 2-2 pitch with deuces wild. Swing and a miss. Justin pitches out of it. No runs, two hits, one man left. Justin McKenzie pitching the shutout. At the end of two, Montesano 0, College Place 0. With the Hawks coming back up, you're listening to College Place Hawk playoff basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Chase Phipps, Zach Mahern, and Kyler Tyner to step in against Ben Wills now for the third. As Phipps, the right-hander, steps in against the right-hander Wills, and Wills delivers a fastball a little high and outside, 1-0. And up to 33 pitch count. Wills delivers to exactly the same spot, and this one they're going to call a strike. So 1-1 on Chase Phipps, second baseman. Chase batting. Who we got here? Chase batting 208 for the season as Will's 1-1 pitch is low and outside, 2-1. So Phipps waiting the 2-1 pitch, and that's going to be popped down the right field line, playable. First baseman going out. It's going to ultimately going to be the center, or rather the right fielder, Aaron Lino, who lopes in and picks it off. So a fly out to right field. And Phipps, that's where the last two outs have gone. As Mahern, now the right fielder, will step in. Wills up to 36 pitches. Mahern takes the Wills delivery and chops it to shortstop. He makes a clean play and fires to first and quickly. First baseman ended up having to field that up the line, so Shaden Farman, the first baseman, tags Mahern out on a 6-3 ground out. And quickly now, Kyler Tyner with two down will come to the plate. Top of the third, no score. Winner to face Seattle Christian. Seattle Christian, 7-0 lead against Meridian. Coughs up four runs in the seventh, but still hangs on. They'll play the winner of this game at 4 o'clock as Willis delivers to Tyner, and it was inside. And Tyner just kept his position, and the ball glanced. It was a breaking ball. It actually glanced off his helmet. So Tyner taking one for the team, takes a hit by pit, hit by the pitcher, and gets to first base. So Jackson Shumate, who flew out to left field in the first, we'll see if we can't get some damage, at least move Tyner along as Willis moves to first. Now he's going to move back to first, and Tyner dives back in time. Tyner making sure getting an opportunity to get his jersey dirty. He quickly steps off again. Takes a fairly significant lead. Wills looks back at him. Delayed now. He's going to deliver to Shoemate. Fastball. Right level, but a little bit outside. 1-0. Shoemate. Wise to lay off of that. Now steps in. Wills looks back at Tyner. Stops now, delivers to Shoemate, and that ball is going to be grounded also to short. The shortstop fell down, managed to stop the ball, but lost his footing. Cradled the ball, but ended up on his can. So Olson, I don't know if you credit him with an error on that or not. Let's go ahead and give Jackson Shoemate a single, which advances Tyner to second. And with two down, now Kyron Morris, the lefty, will step in. Morris at this point with the only other base hit for the Hawks in the first. Managed then to get to second on a passed ball, but then Matt McKenzie flew out to center. As Wills takes a look back at second, now delivers to Morris, and boy, that was a nasty breaking ball. Started way outside and had some heat on it too, but then came back and curled over the corner of the plate. 0-1, that was a tough pitch right there. Two on, two down in the third. No score as the Wills delivery is grounded straight to first, and it's a seeing eye single. And Tyner's going to round third, and he's going to slide in safe. With two down, the Hawks stage a little rally, and they score first blood. 1-0 College Place against Montesano. Shoemate gets all the way to third, and I have got to credit that as an error on the first baseman because that ball was easily fieldable. So I can never tell if that's an earned run or not, but regardless, College Place scores first blood with two down. Three straight men get to base as Matt McKenzie now will step in, having flied out to center his first time up. McKenzie takes the Wills fastball on the right, on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Morris on first, Jackson Shoemate on third. Kyler Tyner coming in to score after having been hit by a pitch. As Wills now delivers to Shoemate. To Matt McKenzie. Uncle Charlie, that ball's got a nasty late break on it. That thing starting chin high and then just drops like a rock. Might even properly be called a sinker. 0-2 on Matt McKenzie now. And the Wills 0-2 delivery on its way. Fastball swung on. That's also sent to short. And this time he fields it cleanly. Fires over to first, and the top of the inning comes to an end with College Place scoring. We have one run on two hits, two men left as we go to the bottom of the third. College Place 1, Montesano 0. You're listening to College Place Hawks State playoff basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Second baseman Braden Dorman, right fielder Aaron Lano, and catcher Parker Plato here to play baseball, not basketball. Sorry, Rod. As we get to the bottom of the third, and College Place leading Montesano 1-0. As Dorman steps in against Justin McKenzie, high fastball 0-1. Just went for the straight high gas there, and Dorman able to lay off of it. 1-0. Justin quickly delivers the 1-0. That's straight down the middle, and Dorman cannot catch up to it. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Justin, he's ready to go, just waiting for Dorman. Now delivers the 1-1. That's a fastball fouled against the backstop here. 1-2. Justin with a good pitch count now, 28. Will's already up to 45. As Justin delivers the 1-2, fastball. Oh, they're going to say I got the outside part of the plate, and Dorman strikes out looking. That's two in a row for Justin McKenzie, having struck out Carter Olson to end the second. So Aaron Aleno now will come to the plate, having ground out short in his first plate appearance in the first inning. Aleno, the right fielder, steps in, and Justin deals the opening pitch. Breaking ball fouled straight back. It's going to head towards concessions here. 0-1. Perfectly pleasant day for baseball. Not much of a breeze, 70 degrees, but cloudy, so you don't get burned. As Justin's 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled straight back, 0-2. And this time the umpire actually gave Parker Plato, the man on deck from Montesano, a break and fielded it himself. The 0-2 delivery. That is rung right past Justin McKenzie's mitt down the set down into center field, where it's going to be gathered up by Kyler Tyner and returned to the second baseman. So one out, one on for Montesano. Aaron Leno with a solid base hit. And Parker Plato, having popped out to short in the first, will step in. Justin delivers. Curveball, that's lined into left field for a base hit. And, oh, it's going to stretch for third. And he slides in safe. That was Aaron Leno stretching from second to third. And I have to say, if Cade Christensen had been a little bit more alert in getting the ball in, might have had him. But the throw was a little bit too late, so suddenly now we're facing the biggest threat. Thus, well, actually, we had men on first and second last inning with no one out. Now we had men on first and third with one out, and a sack fly will tie this game. As Tegan Zilliet, having grounded out to second, will step in, and then Justin turned and made a move to first and then didn't throw the ball, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a balk. And Aaron Leno will go in to score on the balk, and with that, Parker Plato will advance to second. So on the most unpleasant type of movement, College Place gives up the ball on a balk, and we are tied at one. As Zilliet, now with no count against him, swings at a breaking ball on the outside of the plate and bounces it back to the backstop. Tied at one with Parker Plato still on second. So Justin, from the stretch, looks back, now looks ahead, and the 0-1 delivery to Zilliat is a seeing eye single as the runner took off, and he's going to get to home plate in time. Oh, yes. I'll tell you what, they almost got him. Plato was muscling, but the left fielder, Cade Christensen, made a great throw, and Matt McKenzie got the tag down, but just as Plato scored, so Zilliat, credit with a single and an RBI as Plato scores. And now it's 2-1 Montesano, still with one down here in the third. And Evan Bates, who ground out to first base in the first inning, will step in. Three hits so far in the third inning from Montesano as Justin delivers, breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Justin takes a look at Zilliet at first and now delivers the 0-1. That's a fastball foul down the left field line, 0-2. So Justin taking his time looking for the signals from his brother Matt, now steps in and from the stretch peeks back at Zilliet, now delivers the 0-2 fastball fouled straight back again. Beats can't quite catch up to that fastball, but he can put enough contact on it that he's making Justin throw more pitches, up to 38 here now on the bottom of the third. Justin looks in. Zilliot takes a modest lead from first. Now Justin comes setting from the stretch, delivers the 0-2, fastball outside, 1-2. Matt tried to frame that as a black painter, and it was a little bit too far outside. Justin now with the 1-2, breaking ball. It's going to be ripped past the first baseman in the right field, and Zilliot will steam into third as Bates scoots back to first. That's four straight hits now. Still one down, and second time through, Montesano feels like they've perhaps been able to time Justin McKenzie's pitches. Four straight singles, leading to two runs. Now men again on first and third with one out, and McKenzie trying to stop the bleeding as Payson Parker now will step in. He had a base hit his first time up in the second, and that ball's ripped down to third, right third baseline, fair. That's a double. Zilliot comes in easily to score. Bates steams into third. And Payson Parker now with a two-base hit ripped down the left field line. And now we have men on second and third. And three men in here. It's now 3-1 Montesano, bottom of the third. Five straight hits given up by Justin McKenzie. As Shaden Farmer now will step in, having ground out. No, I take that back. He also had a base hit in the second. Justin's leadoff pitch is breaking ball high and outside, 1-0. Men on second and third. Three men in on five base hits, still just one out. As Justin delivers the 1-0, that's a high fastball, 2-0. It looks like he might be getting a little bit frustrated. The winner to go on to play the Seattle Christian Warriors, having defeated Meridian here earlier, 7-4. Justin toes the rubber and delivers a 2-0. That's Uncle Charlie. Settles right in for a strike. And 2-1. Yeah, the scoreboard said 2-2. I don't remember that strike. Like it when I get it right and the scoreboard doesn't. So Justin steps off as Bates goes back to first and Parker will retreat back to second, and we're going to start over as Farmer steps back in. And Justin looking for a different sign. Now he settles into the stretch. Comes set and delivers the 2-1, swing and a miss. 2-2. Foul tip into the glove of Matt McKenzie. 2-2. One down. Justin would dearly love a punch out here. As now Justin comes set from the stretch and he delivers a 2-2, swing and a miss. Ask and ye shall receive. Shaden Farmer strikes out. Dearly needed out there, as now Ben Willis will step in. He ground out into a double play in the second to largely terminate Montesino's previous effort at scoring on the Hawks, as Wills fouls a fastball down the right field line out of play, 0-1. Wills hitting 294. Coming into this game is Justin. Settles in. Delivers the 1-0. That's going to be low and outside. Breaking ball, 1-1. 1-1, two down, two men on, three men in here in third for Montesano as Justin now delivers the 1-1. That's foul way out of play down the right field. There's some cars parked there that could be in a little bit of trouble. I thought, yeah, I should park there, and thought, no, I shouldn't, and I'm glad I didn't. 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch is skied into shallow center field. Second baseman goes back and makes a diving catch. That was nice play there by Chase Phipps to chase down that pop-up by Wills and put an end to the inning. But Montesano scores three runs on five hits. Two men left. And at the end of three, Montesano 3, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
For 69 years now, Dale Gray's Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Gray's Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla has always been sweet onion country, and for quite some time, it's wine country as well. But did you know that Walla Walla is cheese country too? Stick with me on this one. What makes for a fine wine? Why does one bottle cost $7 and another cost $25? Beats the heck out of me! So let's talk about my specialty for a sec here. Fine cheese, like you can find at Cugini. We're talking over 100 varieties. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Playoff baseball here in Castle Rock. We go to the top of the fourth. Montesano score puts up a three spot in the bottom of the third to take a 3-1 lead as Justin McKenzie, Kate Christensen, and Wyatt Town will come in against Ben Willis. Justin having ground out to third in the first, takes Will's opening pitch. Fastball outside for strike one. 0-1. As the pitchers face off, Will's the second pitch. Breaking ball. Look to me in the same spot. They're going to call that ball one. Now, Zebra's in better position than I am as Will's 1-1 pitch is a low breaking ball that gets away from the catcher. 2-1 on Justin McKenzie. Justin wanted to pay back for this third inning. Now takes the 1-1 and fouls it straight back on us. 2-2. And I do believe that we'd be better served to try and go as deep into the count as possible here. I think protecting the plate until you get the pitch you really can drive. As Will's 2-2 to McKenzie is a breaking ball that's going to be a seeing eye single. That dribbles past second base for a single. Justin gets his first hit of the day. And leadoff single. We'll put Cade Christensen to the plate. Cade flew out to first in the second inning. Cade worked. I think he made Wills put like 12 pitches across the plate before I finally managed to get him to pop out to first base. So if Christensen can work that sort of at bat again, it would definitely be to our advantage. 3-1 Montesano, top of the fourth here. As Cade steps in with Justin McKenzie on first, Wills takes a look and now delivers, and that's a breaking ball low on inside. And Parker Plato has to play a goalie move to keep him from getting away from him. Justin. Oh, no, we have a pinch runner. Justin McKenzie's done, and I can't quite tell who is pinch running for him. And who it is, Danner Willis, and he now is going to get caught in a rundown, and he ends up getting tagged out trying to get back to first. He took off, and Wills saw what was happening. So Danner Willis stepping in for Justin McKenzie, who's now going to be done pitching for the day, gets caught in a rundown. And Justin will be done with 48 pitches for the day. So Willis, that ended up being a 2-5, 3-5 putout. And now, with the bases empty, Wills delivers to Christensen. Outside 2-0. Now Christensen lofts the 2-0 pitch into shallow left field, and the shortstop, Carter Olson, manages to track it down. So Christensen now flies out to short. And where College Place had a man with one on and no one out, now two out, and the base is empty. And Wyatt Town, having skied out to right field in the second, will step to the plate. Will's first delivery is outside, 1-0. Town. Tall first baseman waits the 1-0, and he skies that in the left field. He got around on it pretty good, but the left fielder is zeroing in on it and manages to gather it in. That's Evan Bates. So ultimately, it is sort of a 1-2-3 inning. College Place, no runs, one hit, no men left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Montesano 3. College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Hawk Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Carter Olson steps in against Justin McKenzie, and I don't understand the rules of baseball, but Justin's still in there pitching happily. Fastball, breaking ball, swing and a miss both times. The 0-2 delivery now is a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Three pitches, three strikes, sit down, Carter Olson. Olson now struck out twice, having faced Justin McKenzie. Now the second baseman, Braden Dorman, will step up. He also struck out against Justin back in the second. And he squares up to bunt and then pulls back at the last second. Justin's fastball ends up being a little low, 1-0. And they've completely screwed up the scoreboard. According to this, Montesano scored no runs, which is simply not true. As 1-0 pitch is skied deep into center field. And it ends. Oh, my goodness gracious. Kyla Tyner goes that deep into second at the warning track and makes a basket catch to rob Braden Dorman of an extra base hit. Nice play by Tyner. Beautiful, beautiful piece of outfield play right there by Kyler Tyner. That was good work. Yeah, I've got folks next to me saying that was triple. Yeah, and it pretty much was. So now with two down, Justin will face Aaron Leno, who in the last inning got a base hit and then eventually came around to score on a balk to open the scoring. And he rips a high fastball into down the left field line, ends up being foul. 0-1. Now the scoreboard's completely messed up. It says ball 8. We are in the bottom of the fourth. It is 3-0. No men, two men out. Justin McKenzie delivers the 0-1. That's a breaking ball in the dirt. That Matt gathers in. 1-1. Got to rely on the umpires because the scoreboard's no help at all. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Stayed inside. It's going to be skied back. Look out, man. It is. The folks on the bleachers, it just cleared the fence, and it was getting ready to take on Montesano fans seated just to the left of me. So we've got 2-1 now. And the scoreboard's still completely messed up. As Justin delivers fastball, that's going to be ripped into left field for base hit. And Tyler Tyner tries to make a running leap at it, can't make it. And Leno will now steam into first with a double. So Leno now 2-for-3 and having scored. And now Parker Plato will step up. Plato popped out to short in the first, and then hit a single in the third and eventually came around to score. And McKenzie's first pitch bounces to the plate. Matt manages to corral it, and Plato scoots off second base and then decides, you know what, maybe I better not leave, and holds his station. So 0-1, two down, one on here in the bottom of the fourth as Justin's second pitch bounces off of Matt, bounces straight up, and Matt ends up turning around, being unable to find it, and Leno scoots into third on what's going to be scored as a wild pitch. They're still at, now the scoreboard reads 3-0, and it's not 3-0, it's 3-1. They're still trying to put it together. Justin's next pitch is bounced down to third baseline, ultimately going to go foul. Took one too many bounces. The shoemate was ready to pounce on that and heave it to first. But instead, now we got the scoreboard right at least. 2-2. So McKenzie now delivers to Plato. Fastball. outside, 3-1. Now we've got the scoreboard up to date. Now the 3-1 pitch on its way. Fastball, it's going to say caught the outside part of the plate, and Plato was on his way to first, and instead now we've got ourselves a full count. And he really wants to have words with the ref, but instead just picks up his bat and steps back in. And now the payoff pitch. 3-2, two out, swung and popped up off to our right here. Fans wait and see where that's going to go. Everyone is safe. Two out, one on. Aaron Aleno on first. As the payoff pitch, this time is low on outside, and this time Plato does get to go to first base. First base really is free. That's the first base on balls given up by Justin McKenzie today. As Tegan Zilliet will step in. He has popped out to second, and he had a base hit, one of five in a row back in the third. And now batting lefty. Zilliet steps in. Justin delivers. Fastball low and outside. 1-0. Justin now up to 68 pitches. Plato takes the lead off of first. Takes a look at Leno at third. Now Justin delivers. Fastball is going to be popped back. Out of play again. 1-1. So Zilliet, looking ever so much like a minor league baseball player, long hair and beard, steps in against Justin. Justin looks to third and now delivers the 1-1, and that is going to be ripped to second, cleanly fielded by Chase Phipps and given over to Wyatt Town for the putout. So Montesano threatens but ultimately has nothing to show for it. No runs on two hits, two men left. And after four, Montesano 3, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC 2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children age 6 to 14, swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, three-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Top of the fifth here in Castle Rock, state playoff baseball, College Place in Montesano. Montesano leading your Hawks 3-1. And College Place will send up Chase Phipps, Zach Mahern, and Kyler Tyner to face Ben Wills. Wills' pitch count up to 55. Phipps will step in, having flown out to right field back in the third. Wills steps in and deals to Phipps. Fastball high and outside, 1-0. Justin McKenzie having an easy time with Montesano's lineup the first time through. Last couple times haven't been quite so good as Wills delivers a 1-0 fastball on the outside part of the plate. 1-1, and now he delivers the 1-1. That's a breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. Here we go, Jay. Phipps hasn't taken a bat off of his shoulder yet. Now faces the Wills 2-1 delivery, and that ball he swings on fouls straight back. I got to say, I've got a College Place dad sitting right next to me, and he saw Wills' wild pitch come straight at him. That pitch was straight at him. Guy doesn't flinch. The 2-2 pitch now to Phipps is going to be ground to the shortstop, who makes a clean play. Gat throws it over to first base. Shaden Farmer with the glove and put out, and Phipps grounds out from short first to open up the fourth. One down here, top of the fifth, and Zach Mahern will step in. Zach grounded out to short, in the third. And the Wills delivery, breaking ball. And they're going to her and Chick swing. And the home plate up checks with the first base up. And he says, nope, that was no swing. So 1-0. Zach manages to hold up there. Good eye. And so the Wills 1-0 delivery is a fastball on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. 3-1 Montecito. Winner to go on to face the Seattle Christian Warriors, who earlier today beat Meridian right here on this field, as the 1-1 delivery is fastball low. And they're going to say just caught that tiny bit of quadrant to make it a strike. 1-2. Zach waits for the 1-2. Oh, man, and that's an Uncle Charlie that was nasty. That started out shoulder high, and Zach was trying to bail out, and then it broke back down over the plate. And Zach strikes out looking. That is Ben Willis's first strikeout of the game. Now, Kyler Tyner, who started the fireworks in the third by allowing himself to get hit by a pitch, eventually came around to score. Faces Wills. Wills is opening fastball. It's outside, 1-0. Tyner struck out in the first and then got hit by the pitch again, as I mentioned, in the third, as he takes the 1-1 pitch right down the middle, 1-1. But the Hawks got their run all with two outs, started by Tyner, as he takes the 1-2 and a fastball outside. Tyner swings right through it, 1-2. And it'd be good if we could get some business going here, because you want Will settling down. As Wills delivers that Uncle Charlie straight at I got to credit Tyner, because I've got a great seat for this. Tyner has the ball coming straight at him, and he just sits there and waits for it. The ball broke too late, 2-2. 2-2 delivery. Tyner fouls straight back. But it was Tyner's willingness to step in and get hit by a pitch that allowed College Place to get their run in the top of the third. So Tyner now steps in 2-2. That Uncle Charlie again, and this time it finds the outside part of the plate. And just like that, two strikeouts, three up, three down for College Place here at the top of the fifth. Running out of time. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Montecito 3, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla. Scott Jordan from Paragon Auto Sales. We have a great selection of inventory. We're always searching for that perfect one-owner, low-mile vehicle, helping people every day find the vehicle they need, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, sports car, or even a boat. We can do it all, from start to finish. We have competitive rates and work with all the local banks and credit unions in the Walla Walla area. Don't see what you're looking for? Go to usedcarswallawalla.com. Go to the Contact Us and email me a wish list. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Justin McKenzie will face Payson Parker, Shaden Farmer, and Ben Willis here in the bottom of the third. And Parker takes Justin's initial offering and pelts it into right field that Zach Mahurin played well on a bounce and quickly gets it into first, but a leadoff single for Evan Bates here in the fifth. One on, no one down for Payson Parker as McKenzie's breaking ball gets away from his brother Matt, and quickly then Bates will go to second on another wild pitch. I have that as the second of the day on Justin. As Parker steps in, Parker 2-for-2 right now with a single and a double. Justin hasn't figured him out yet. Delivers this ball skied into right field. And Mahurin's able to settle under it, gathers it in for the out, gets it back into the infield. But Bates is able to proceed to third on the sacrifice. So Montecito with a man in scoring position again, and the sacrifice will get him home as Bates goes to third base and only one down. Justin McKenzie will now face Ben Willis. Willis 0-for-2 thus far, tried bunting in the second, got himself 0-2, and then grounding into a double play, and then He ended up popping out to second in the third to end what was a very long inning for Justin McKenzie. That was where Monsanto did the bulk of their damage, 3 runs on 5 hits. So Wills, again, a 294 hitter coming in, has had Justin McKenzie has his number so far, and he really needs to have his number here to prevent this game from going any farther. As it's Montesano 3, College Place 1. McKenzie's leadoff pitch is flown into right field. Mahurin settles under it. Now he's going to fly it home, but it looks to me like Bates is going to slide in easily on a sacrifice fly by pitcher Ben Willis. And he ends up getting a ribby, and Bates comes over to score, and it is now 4-1. Montesano with two down here in the fifth. Base is empty. I take it back. That wasn't Willis. That was Farmer who had the sacrifice fly. So Farmer ends up being, I had the wrong person up there. I apologize for that. Farmer had been 1-for-2 at that point with a base hit and a K as Willis steps in, and he's 0-2. And he takes Justin's initial offering high and outside 0-1. McKenzie's second delivery is a fastball on the outside part of the plate, and Willis swings through it for a strike, 1-1. Two down, one in so far in the fifth. 4-1 Montesano here. Playoff basketball against College Place. Justin's 1-1 pitch is low and outside, 2-1. A little bit of a breeze starting to pick up here in Castle Rock. Justin's 2-1 delivery, breaking ball in the dirt, 3-1. And you don't want to be walking Willis, someone who hasn't shown much capacity at the plate thus far, so expect Justin to come a little bit more in with this 3-1 pitch and 2 down. And here's the 3-1 delivery, and Wills rips that into left field for a single. That Cade Christensen has to play on a bounce. So Ben Willis gets his first hit of the day. And now pinch running is going to be Reniger for Willis. And Montesano. Carter Olson now is going to be done apparently at short, and Cole Daniels will now step in for him. Olson finishes the day 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, and Daniels, number 6, will step in against Justin McKenzie. 1 on, 2 down, 1 in in the fifth, 4-1 Montesano, as Justin from the stretch looks over to first. Now delivers to Daniels, a breaking ball in the dirt. Matt's able to gather back in, and that is Reniger running on first. Daniels waits for the 1-0. That's a fastball in the dirt, 2-0. Justin up to 81 pitches now, and Matt's going to go out and talk to him. As you don't want to give up any more bleeding. You've only got 6 more cracks at these guys, and might be able to get Willis on pitch count. You've got to be working it a little bit farther. As the McKenzie duo gets done consulting and Daniel steps back in, Justin from the stretch now comes set and delivers the 2-0. That's a fastball fouled straight back. And Braden Dorman on deck man also has to play ball boy. As Justin peeks back at first and now gets ready to deliver the 2-1. And here she comes. Fastball. That's going to be ripped to third, and Shoemate boots it. Jackson had a clear look at it, but instead he booted it towards the shortstop. The lead runner, Reniger, ends up having to stay at second. So we're going to credit Daniels reaching base on an E5. And so now 2 on, 2 down, 1 in. Justin delivers to Braden Dorman, who skies it into center field. And Kyler Tyner settles under it and puts the ball away. And the inning comes to an end, but not after Montesano scores again, one run on two hits. Two men left. And after five, Montesano 4, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC 2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys. So retro.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
And back here live in Castle Rock, we go to the top of the sixth in College Place, trailing Montesano now 4-1 as Jackson Shoemate will step in to be followed by Kyron Morris and Matt McKenzie. Ben Wills delivers his 71st pitch of the day, and it's a breaking ball that ends up settling in for a strike. Jackson watches it in. 0-1. Shoemate having ground out to first in the first and then getting a base hit in the third, fouls the 0-1 pitch straight back at us. 0-2. Wills settles in and delivers the 0-2 to Jackson. And, boy, that's an Uncle Charlie that Jackson waited in on and ended up breaking, but not to the plate. 1-2. I take that back. Shoemate flew out to left field in the first. And the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball outside, 2-2. Now the Willis 2-2 delivery. Shoemate's going to chop to third. Third baseman makes the long throw to the first baseman, Farmer, and succeeds. So Shoemate grounds out 6-3. Kyron Morris now will step in. Morris, 1-2. Having reached base, though, both times, as he had a hit in the first and then reached in the third on an error on the first baseman. Wills, his first pitch, Morris screams up the center field. Daisy Scorcher, straight past the mound into center field. So Morris now on base every time. Gets us with a man on here with one away. And Matt McKenzie will now step in. McKenzie 0-2, having flown out to center and ground out to short in the third. McKenzie ending our adventures in the third where we actually scored. Now with one down, faces Wills, and Wills tries to get that breaking ball to – that's a nasty breaking ball because it actually starts out at the player's shoulders and then breaks in, but that one didn't break far enough. And McKenzie waited for it to hit him, but instead just comes in 1-0. And so the 1-0 delivery. He takes a look back at Morris on first, delivers fastball outside, and McKenzie managed to get a piece of it, fouls it straight back at us, 1-1. And Justin on deck has to play ball boy. Wills gets back on the rubber and will deliver his 79th pitch of the day. So he takes the peek back at Morris and now waits. Now delivers the 1-1. And that ball's ripped down the right field line, but it's going to be foul. Just a shade late on that. If Matt gets 2 microseconds more on that ball, that's a double and probably a run in as Morris was on his way. But instead, it's 1-2. Top of the sixth, one down, one man on, count 1-2 on Matt McKenzie. And now Wills comes set and delivers the 1-2 pitch to Matt, and that's ripped down now the left field line, but that's also foul. Make him throw pitches. That's how you do it. Matt's getting good contact, just not the timing. It's just a shade off. Get the barrel out there with the timing right, and we might have something going here. 1-2 to Matt McKenzie again. Wills from the stretch, now delivers fastball outside, 2-2. Matt making him work. College Place really presenting their biggest threat thus far since the third here in the fifth. And now the 2-2. That's ripped down the left. My goodness. He got under that. It might be gone. It is just foul. He really got into that ball and rode it out of the park. But it went just to the left of the foul line, and he's going to have to come back. Like I said, he's making good contact. That's three times in a row now he's put the sweet spot on the ball. Timing's just a shade off. So he comes back again, and Will's looking like he realized he'd made a mistake there. Matt waits just a microsecond there, and it's a 4-3 ball game. And Will's knows it. So now the 2-2 delivery on its way, and that ball's going to end up being chopped to short, and he goes to second for one, and then to Farmer for first, and Matt McKenzie, unfortunately, grounds into a double play to end the College Place threat. And at the, as we go midway through the sixth, Montesano 4, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Hawk Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Before you go out and experience all the Washington outdoors has to offer, your summer starts here at McCurney Integrity Toyota. We're proud to once again support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. For every sales transaction in May, a generous donation will be made to Make-A-Wish Washington. Our Toyota selection has never been better, and the rebates and financing deals are historic. Go to McCurneyToyota.com right now and see your savings. Forge your own path this summer and let the adventure begin in your new Tacoma. With $1,000 customer cash or 2.9% financing for 60 months. $1,500 customer cash on the flagship, the all-new 2019 Camry. Rows and rows of 2019 Highlanders, ready for all your summer road trips with $2,000 cash back, or $2,500 on 2019 Tundras and $3,000 on 2019 Siennas and Avalons. Come support Wheels Make Wishes Come True, all while getting a great deal at McCurney Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla and McCurneyToyota.com.
Auto proof credit, see dealer for details. Expires 5/31/19.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So we go to the bottom of the fifth, and the Hawks trailing Montesano 4-1. Justin McKenzie up to 84 pitches. He will face Aaron Lano, Parker Plato, and Tegan Zilliet to open the fifth. And Lano in particular has been difficult for Justin. A base hit and scoring, and then having given up a double in the fourth. Justin going to try and get Lano out of the way here to open the sixth. This is part of the lineup that's been giving Justin problems here the second, third, and fourth times through. As Justin's first pitch, nice breaking ball. Well placed, 0-1. And Justin's 0-1. Low and outside. Ball one. 1-1. And I realize I haven't been tracking base hits, so I can't tell you. Oh, my gosh. Lano, ground ball right to Jackson Shoemate, and Jackson Alley oops it right through the wickets. Got to call that E6. So we can't seem to get Aaron Lano out after having ground to short in the first. He's reached now three straight times. As Parker Plato will now step to the plate. He popped out to short in the first and then had a base hit in the third and base on balls on the fourth. And he hits a seeing eye single that shortstop Morris manages to stop but doesn't get a clean glove on. So we'll credit that as another base hit for Plato. And Lano will go to second. And again, Montesano has men on first and second with nobody out. And Justin McKenzie, up to 88 pitches, will now face Tegan Zilliet. And did it, okay. I heard, and gosh, don't listen to fans. Justin stepped off, and immediately the fans start yelling balk, and I'm going, did I hear the ump call balk? But no, it was just a step off. So here's the opening pitch to Zilliot. Breaking ball on the ground that Matt quickly gathers in and steps up. He was getting ready to gun down Leno if he let off too far on second. But Leno wasn't going anywhere. So 1-0 to Zilliot as Justin looks back and delivers 1-0, and that ball's ripped into right field for a base hit. And Leno's going to come around to score again. And then Zilliot on the subsequent throw ends up trying to reach second, and he is going to be taken out. Matt McKenzie throws back to Kyron Morris, and they get Zilliot. It ends up being, what is that, 9-2-6. His Zilliot was a little bit too aggressive in trying to stretch that out, but unfortunately on the play, Leno scores to make it 5-1, and Plato advances to third. So a man on third with one down. And we this is Evan Bates, I believe. His number's being shielded from me. The opening pitch was a breaking ball that just barely got the side of the plate, and the ump took his time calling the strike, finally did. And then the second pitch, a breaking ball, is fouled down the left field line. So quickly, Justin gets up 0-2 on Evan Bates, who's also been giving him fits. Two base hits his last two times up. Then Justin's 1-2 pitch is a head-high fastball. No, he wasn't headhunting. It was just... it was a high fastball, 1-2. Now Justin takes a look at third and delivers the 1-2. It's a breaking ball that's going to end up being grounded to second. Quickly makes a toss to Town and gets the out. But Bates, on what amounts to a sacrifice hit, has Plato score. And it is now 6-1 Montesano. And we're going to have ourselves a long road to hoe. Two down, two men in, but now the bases are empty. As Payson Parker will step in. He also is two for his last two. His single and a double. The double coming back in the third. Justin's first two pitches are high fastballs, 2-0. And now Parker faces the 2-0, and he swings and grounds that to second. And the throw is going to be too high for Town even to gather in. But it just dies there at the backstop, and Parker contents himself with the single, the two-out single. And that'll bring up Shaden Farmer. Farmer had a base hit in the second. He struck out in the fourth. No, I take that back. He struck out in the third. And then in the fifth, brought in a sacrifice fly to bring the score to 5-1. It is now 6-1 as Justin steps in against Farmer. Fastball high, 1-0. That was Justin's 97th pitch. This could be his last batter. As the 1-0 pitch on its way, fastball high, 2-0. Parker not going anywhere from first at this point. Montesano with a 6-1 lead, happy to play station to station if necessary. As a 2-0 pitch is fouled straight back, 2-1. And Justin at 100 there. But if College Place can't get a rally going here in the seventh, it ain't going to matter. Justin's 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A breaking ball the Farmer was just way out in front of. 2-2, deuces wild. 2-2 deliveries low and outside, 3-2, so Parker will leave on this pitch. Full count, two out. And the payoff delivery, fouled straight back. Farmer will retreat to first. And Ben Willis plays ball boy. Now, Justin ready to deliver to Shaden Farmer. And the payoff pitch again, 3-2, swing and a miss. Justin puts an end to the sixth inning, but not after Montesano gets two more. They get two runs on only one hit. No, I take that back. They get two runs on two hits, one man left. And after six, it is time for College Place to get that rally hat going. It is 6-1 Montesano, College Place facing their last three at-bats. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, last chance for College Place as Justin McKenzie steps in, and he takes Ben Willis's first pitch and pops it back. Parker Plato takes a run to the backstop, but the ball ends up getting out of play, so McKenzie's still alive. 0-1. Hawks need five to stay alive here to play Seattle Christian, to have a chance playing Seattle Christian, and they need six to get ahead as Will's the second pitch. McKenzie swings at and misses kind of late, 0-2. Justin, you got to take care of your own business here. As Justin steps in, and the Will's 1-2 delivery is going to be ground foul. Ends up being fielded by Payson Parker at third base, 0-2. 86 pitches now for Ben Wills. Justin McKenzie can come back for one batter. He's got 104 if he gets the chance. As Wills delivers a breaking ball that Justin McKenzie swings through and strikes out. So Justin ends up finishing the day 1-for-3. He had a single in the fourth. Then Wills delivers to Cade Christensen. That's a fastball low, 1-0. Cade now quickly waits for the 1-0 pitch, and that's a fastball. Just swings straight through it, man. Wills still bringing the heat. One's wild. One ball, one strike, one out here. And this is last chance for College Place. They're down 6-1. And he swings through the 1-1 pitch. Oh, they're going to say foul tip into the glove of Parker Plato. So now 1-2. Cade steps in. Wills delivers the 1-2. And that's going to be foul down the right field line. Just on the inside of the fence. Cade will come back. 1 run on 5 hits for College Place. 6 runs on 12 hits for Montesano. As Wills delivers the 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt that bounces off of Parker Plato. 2-2. Town comes in and plays a part of ball boy. And Christensen steps in again now for the 2-2 delivery from Ben Wills. Fastball, they're going to say that Christensen went around, so Cade ends up striking out. He ends up going 0-for-3 on the day. As Wyatt Town now steps in, last chance for College Place. Town having flown out to right field and to left field. Now we'll step in against Wills, who's got to 93 on his pitch count. His first pitch is high and inside, 1-0. Town waiting for Wills, who is in a hurry. His second pitch again is high and inside, 2-0. And the scoreboard's behind. They say 1-0, but I guarantee Wills is two pitches here. So it's 2-0 on Town. 2 down, last chance for College Place as the 2-0 pitch is high and outside, 3-0. So Town might be able to work a walk here. Yeah, the scoreboard still says 2-0, and that ain't right. As the 2-0 pitch is Fastball right down the pipe. 2-1. Check that, 3-1. Come on up. Hold your fingers out. I want to make sure I'm right. Okay, and the 3-1 delivery outside. And Wills actually gives up a base on balls. That's his 98th pitch. So Town works a base on balls here with two down in the seventh. And now the last chance falls to Chase Phipps. Phipps has flown out to right field and ground out to shortstop. As Phipps steps in, and Will's first pitch is fastball low, but they're going to say just caught it just right, so strike one, and that's his 99th pitch. And now the 1-0. Will's not really paying attention to Town at first. Fastball high and outside, 1-1, and suddenly Will's at a point to where he might get pulled after this batter if we can get a guy on base. Phipps now skies that into left center field. The center fielder and the left fielder come in, and it's going to be Zilliat who circles in and gathers the fly ball in from Phipps, and that'll do it. No runs, no hits. One man left, and the College Place baseball season comes to an end as they fall to Montesano. 6-1, Montesano will go on to play coming up here at 4 o'clock. College play season, as I said, comes to an end. They finish the season at 13-7. We're on break when we come back. We'll break down the game, how the scoring happened, as well as take a look at the college play season and who will be coming back for them next year. After we take this break, that's a final here from Castle Rock. Montesano defeats College Place 6-1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the final here in Castle Rock, unfortunately, puts an end to College Place's playoff hopes. They lose this regional playoff game to Montesano to the tune of 6-1. Montesano scoring six runs on 12 hits. College Place, one run on four hits. Scoring summary, College Place actually opened the scoring in the third with two out. Kyler Tyner allowed himself to get hit by a pitch. Then Jackson Shoemate followed with a base hit. And then Kyron Morris managed to reach on a first baseman error. And on that play, Tyner managed to score to make the score 1-0. But then in the third, Montesano responded with one down after Braden Dorman struck out to start the third. Aaron Lano with a base hit, Parker Plato with a base hit, and Lano then proceeded to third, and then Justin McKenzie balked Lano home. Plato moved on to second. Zilliot then followed up with a base hit, which then scored Plato. Evan Bates followed with a base hit, and then Payson Parker with a double, scoring two runs, and that gave Montesano a three-run inning, to take a three-run lead. And then in the fifth, I want to see if I've got this straight. I believe, was it Dorman got on? No, it was Bates. Opened with a base hit, then advanced on a wild pitch. And then Shaden Farmer sacrificed Bates to third, and then Ben Willis followed with a base hit, scoring Bates to make it 4-1. And then in the sixth, let's see, Montesano got Lano reached on an E6. Parker Plato followed with a base hit, and then Tegan Zilliot followed with yet another base hit to score Lano and advance Plato to third, though Zilliot was thrown out 9-6, trying to stretch to second. And then Evan Bates followed with a sacrifice fly to score Plato, making the score 6-1. And that pretty much did it for College Place. So their season comes to an end, having a record of 13-6, having made the playoffs now two seasons in a row. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at what a brief look at College Place this season and who they're going to be bringing back and what they might be able to look forward to next year after we take this break. From Castle Rock, College Place's season comes to an end. They lose to Montesano 6-1. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
I would like to thank all our wonderful Walla Walla customers. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Buick GMC. This year marks our 69th year in business. Since 1950, when we opened, our philosophy has not changed. Treat every customer with dignity and respect. Don't force them to buy something they don't want or need. If you do that, they will come back and back, over and over. For 69 years, that has worked well. Thank you. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hey, you guys, it's time you learned about the 100-plus varieties of fine cheeses at Cugini. In the years B.C., before Cugini, you had to travel the world to enjoy truly fine cheese. Forget about it. Cugini will save you the trip. They've got cheese in that place from all over the world. Most people are used to buying cheese by the piece on the local grocery stores. Cugini's cheeses come in wheels. Wheels. Delicioso. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So back here live at Castle Rock, where College Place in the playoffs for the second year in a row dropped to Montesano 6-1. Montesano will go on to play Seattle Christian for a right to play in the state playoffs next week. Let's take a look at the Hawks season. They end up finishing the season 13-7 overall. And the season got a late start, if anyone remembers this apocalyptic late winter we had. They weren't able to play their first games till March 23rd, and we ended up playing games against similar teams, particularly had to have double headers because we missed so many early games. But the Hawks opened the season 6-game winning streak. They take a double header from Kybee at College Place on March 23rd, play Kybee again on March 26th, beat them 8-4, and then did the same thing with Riverview. Doubleheader on March 29th, 16-6 and 3-2, and then beat Riverview again. All those games at Riverview, 10-0. And then the Hawks finally traveled to Royal and dropped a doubleheader 6-2 and 6-1. But then another rematch at College Place, beat Royal on April 16th, 5-3. Beat Connell in a doubleheader, 12-2 and 10-4 on April 20th. Then traveled to Connell and lost 11-7, as well as losing to Warden 4-1 on the 27th of April, but then took the nightcap in that doubleheader, 6-4, then lost to Warden again on April 30th, 11-1. Then in districts, allowed them to move on. They lose to Zilla to open districts 12-9, but then beat Cleo and Roslyn 12-0 and Kybee on May 11th. And then they got a rematch at Zilla for the third, fourth place game and avenged that opening district loss 7-0. And then that led to the Montesano game here again this afternoon. But Montesano, definitely a tough opponent, entering the season 21-2, beat the Hawks 6-1, ending the Hawks season, and Montesano will go on to play the Seattle Christian Warriors. That game slated to start here in 1 hour and 45 minutes, assuming that they start on the scheduled time. We started 20 minutes early here this afternoon. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at who the Hawks have coming back and what they're going to have to replace to try and improve next year when we come back. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
All right. The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children age 6 to 14, swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, 3-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
Auto Trader, CarGuru, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax, get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button. Shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Connor's Flooring and Design has moved into a brand new showroom and warehouse. Our new space is specially designed to offer you a relaxed shopping experience with easier access to our huge selection of quality flooring, tile, and countertop solutions for your next project. As always, you can expect the same golden rule service, expert knowledge and advice, plus top quality custom installation using only the best local licensed professional installers. Come see us at 650 Northeast Rose Street between Lambert and Damson. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at Castle Rock, where the Hawks drop a regional playoff game to Montesano 6-1, and the Hawks season consequently comes to an end with a season record of 13-7, but having made regional playoffs now 2 years in a row, might be the possibility of building onto something for next year. And let's take a look before we sign off about what the Hawks have, what they're going to be losing, what they have to look forward to next year. Of course, the seniors going to be graduating include Chase Phipps, the shortstop, Matt McKenzie, catcher. That's going to be painful, particularly since McKenzie also hits 490, or he hit 490 this season and obviously was the leading batter for the Hawks. They're also going to lose Tyner, the center fielder, Tyner hitting 310, and they're going to lose their – it's not shortstop. This is a shortstop. They're going to lose Kyron Morris, who's been hitting 500. So definitely some issues with regards to bats. The three top hitters for the Hawks are going to be graduating. They do still have some stronger hitters, and they've – Justin McKenzie, he's only a sophomore. He'll be returning. Zach Mahurin hit 295. He'll be returning as well. One of the big advantages the Hawks that I see have coming back, assuming that everyone comes back that can, their two leading pitchers, Blake Harrison and Justin McKenzie, are both going to be coming back. Harrison with an ERA of 2.33 and Justin McKenzie with an ERA of 1.89. Justin just being a sophomore this year, he still has two more years in front of him. And from what I've been able to gather with high school baseball, it really lives and dies with starting pitching. And if you've got strong starting pitching, you definitely can go a ways. And the Hawks definitely are going to have that with the return of both McKenzie and Harrison. So if they can find one more pitcher and get some of their hitting to improve next year, there's no reason why we couldn't see the Hawks next year not only coming to this particular stage, but maybe even moving on, particularly if that pitching continues to grow. That'll do it here from Castle Rock. The Hawks fall in the state regionals to Montesano 6-1, and their season comes to an end, but hope they ought to be back next year, as there are definitely some advantages to be found, particularly in pitching, for the Hawks next year. That'll do it from Castle Rock. You have been listening to College Place Hawk Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.